This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
California. This is going to be one of the greatest Super Bowl halftime shows that you ever witnessed.
Snoop, Dr. Dre, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige. Secrets about their Super Bowl show revealed. Then, Bob Saget's last words to his wife, Kelly Rizzo's first interview since his death.
He was so thoughtful.
And Cynthia Nixon on the big changes to And Just Like That.
We just wanted people to not be distracted.
Will there be a season two? Plus, our Will Smith exclusive.
There was a time in my life where I was concerned with being a movie star.
After 35 years in Hollywood, why he's making career changes.
Hey, come with me on this journey.
E.T. starts now.
We are not worthy, and we are definitely not ready for this Super Bowl halftime show. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
I can't wait. In just 24 days, these music legends will descend on SoFi Stadium. The trailer confirms what we already know. This performance is going to be straight
fire.
That's a big stage. That's the whole world really watching.
I tell you this, it's going to be one of the greatest Super Bowl halftime shows that you ever witnessed.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
The trailer set up like a superhero movie. Four hip-hop gods get the call to assemble, and with Dr. Dre calling the shots, the whole team joins forces and heads to SoFi Stadium. The teaser clocks in at 3 minutes and 45 seconds and hints at what we'll be hearing during the 12-minute set list.
Will there be truth for the blueprint? Simply rage and youth for the exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since.
Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar.
I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances.
And of course,
Christmas back.
Dre all deliver their classic hits.
Have you already chosen the songs you want to do?
Well, I'm letting Dr. Dre drive, you know, it's his presentation, so I'm better when I'm with him. Sometimes it's good to get in the passenger seat and let somebody else drive.
One major challenge for the Pepsi halftime show? Well, with so many classics to choose from, how do you narrow it down to just 12 minutes? Especially when you consider Katy Perry performed for 13 minutes, Gaga played for 13 and a half, and The Weeknd, almost 14 minutes.
What is your goal for it? What do you want to put out on that stage?
Man, I just want to give my best Mary J. Blige performance that I can give, you know. And give the world what they need with that little bit of time I have.
All right, Nichelle, who's your fantasy special guest?
Ice Cube.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And as long as we get Mary's bop, I'm good. Let's move on now. Let's talk about Bob Saget, because nearly a week after he was laid to rest, Bob's widow, Kelly Rizzo, is facing the cameras to share their one-of-a-kind love story.
You guys are awesome. Have a great night.
Most comedians, after a stand-up gig, they catch the last flight home. He said, not Bob. Bob wanted to catch the first flight home. He wanted to be with you, Kelly, and he said that.
Yeah. Sorry. We valued every single second that we had together.
She's a great person, and most miraculously of all, she understands me.
And he was just the most caring and kind and thoughtful person. He was so thoughtful.
Kelly broke down on both GMA and Today and revealed Bob's last words to her moments after his final stand-up set.
I think I said, I love you dearly, and he said, I love you endlessly, and then I said, I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Did you think he was feeling okay during all this time?
All I'll say is that he was very happy, and he was just thrilled to be back out on the road.
It's a gift to be able to be with people and make them laugh.
Just 6 days ago, Bob's close friends and castmates came together at a private memorial.
I did speak, and it was just the whole thing, as painful as it was beautiful to be surrounded by so many people who loved him and who loved each other.
He laughed and he spread joy.
John Mayer and Jeff Ross not only picked up the car that Bob left at LAX, ET has learned John arranged and paid for a private plane to transport Bob's body home. He and Candace Cameron Bure also helped design these sweatshirts in Bob's honor, benefiting the Scleroderma Research Foundation to find a cure for the disease that killed his sister.
Every single one of them has been so kind and supportive, and they've just assured me that they'll be there for me. And I know that would make Bob very happy.
Now, Kelly also says she will keep Bob's legacy going to help fight scleroderma because it meant so much to him. All right, let's say hello to Rachel Smith because she joins us from Madame Tussauds, New York in Times Square. Rachel, you just spoke to Cynthia Nixon. This is the first time we've heard from her since the Chris Noth allegations.
Yeah, that's right, Nichelle. His character, obviously part of Sex and the City's legacy. So I asked Cynthia about the big decision to remove him from the And Just Like That finale.
Why was it the right thing to do for you guys to change the finale after the news came about Chris Noth?
I think we were very lucky that those changes were able to be made. And I think we're very proud of our show. And we just wanted people to not be distracted, certainly with the death of Willie Garson, such a painful thing. And already, you know, viewers had that to contend with.
There are two episodes left in And Just Like That. No word yet on the possibility of season two or what it would look like.
Even though I'm an executive producer, I am not a writer. It's not my job to figure it out.
Now Cynthia is focusing on her other new HBO show, The Gilded Age. It premieres Monday and co-stars Christine Baranski. It's from the creators of Downton Abbey and set in 1880s New York City.
How did you find the experience of wearing this type of period clothing, especially with those corsets?
The corsets were very challenging. These people are all about formality and ceremony.
I loved wearing the corset. I had never done a period piece, not on film, and I just loved the challenge.
Money isn't everything, Agnes.
Christine and Cynthia play wealthy sisters among the nation's richest families. The series also stars Louisa Jacobson, Meryl Streep's youngest daughter.
It was a learning curve for me. They were so patient and gracious with me.
How do you find your aunts?
Ada is kind, but not clever. And Agnes is clever, but not kind.
Christine, you have worked with, let's see, Meryl, you've worked with Mamie, and now you're working with Louisa. So what is it about that family?
They're a bit of a dynasty at this point. It was a joy to watch her as an actress as well as the characters. I think Meryl will be very proud.
What a super talented family. But Nichelle, I got to tell you, the entire cast for The Gilded Age, absolutely outstanding.
Oh, I stan Christine Baranski.
Right?
She's everything. So thank good. You, Rach. See you in just a little bit. Now, let's get to our Will Smith exclusive. He is forging a new path when it comes to roles and stories he wants to tell. And at 53, Will told me he has also found his new purpose in Hollywood.
You and Jay-Z teaming up to executive produce Women of the Movement. How important was it for you to tell Mamie Till and Emmett Till's story?
You know, there was a time in my life where I was concerned with being a movie star. And that concern has moved on. And I want to make stories about the triumph of the human spirit.
After 35 years in the business, Will's got the power to do just about any project he wants. So teaming up with Jay-Z to bring the real-life story of civil rights icon Mamie Till Mobley to the forefront was a meaningful way to use his voice.
I want to create things that have some contributing value to the human family.
Women of the Movement stars Adrienne Warren as Mamie. 16-year-old Cedric Joe is her son Emmett. Emmett was just 14 when he was kidnapped and brutally murdered in 1955 for allegedly whistling at a white woman.
This isn't a period piece. These incidents are still happening today.
I want a public wake. Let the people see what they did to my boy.
I think everyone grew up seeing that iconic photo of her standing over Emmett's casket.
Every decision she made was out of love because she loved her son. And so seeing him even mutilated, that is still her baby.
For her to not shy away from what was done to her son
ultimately, this is the inciting incident for the civil rights movement.
The only reason he would whistle is because of his stutter. I taught him to do that if he got stuck on a word.
The final two episodes of the six-part historical drama air tonight on ABC.
When I call and I say to people, hey, come with me on this journey, I wanted to contribute to the evolution of loving connection between human beings.
I'm sorry, Kev. Will Smith, he's a gem. He's a gem.
What did you tell him during the interview? What'd you tell him? Come on.
I told him that he's really my real daddy. That's what my mom said.
What do you call Will Smith now?
That's what my mom said.
Anyway,
hey, Dad.
Let's move on to the latest in the Spears sisters' war of words.
All right, just need to take a moment.
Jamie Lynn finally reveals that much-talked-about text message from Brittany.
This is real.
Then we've got new TV to talk about. Only we're on the set with the cast.
What?
Plus Bill Murray on joining the Marvel Universe.
You don't see it coming.
And his thoughts on SNL 45 years after joining the cast. Is he a Pete Davidson fan?
Let's just leave it right there.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I can never reveal who I really am.
Isla Fisher and Josh Gad embark on a haunted romance in the new Peacock drama, Wolf Like Me.
They bring out answers in each other that they didn't quite expect.
The duo that I now know that I need. Well, let's stick to TV now. Get ready to fall in love with this girl power trio, that is, if you haven't already. The stars of Fox's Pivoting.
I can't believe she's gone.
I really did think you'd be the first to go, Amy.
I promise I will be next.
Pivoting is about three women mourning the sudden loss of our best friend,
Pauline.
And I would say that we all push the big red do not push destruction button on our lives.
Life is so fleeting, and the moment is now.
The moment is now to do the real wrong thing.
Sure, like making tons of mistakes.
It's the ultimate girls crew. Jennifer Goodwin, Maggie Q, and Eliza Coop go off the deep end in the new comedy airing tonight on Fox. And with the title Pivoting, you can't help but think of...
Pivot! Pivot!
Do you know the scene?
I don't know, and I love Friends.
I can't be in this place, so I'm like,
okay.
Pivot!
When Ross says pivot, when they're moving
remember.
The soap.
Oh, what?
Did it come up?
Pivot!
Oh, I've seen this
remember.
Episode!
Pivot! Shut up!
And funnily enough, one of our locations is right in front of the right. Friends fountain.
Yeah. Oh, boy, is it.
And in this group of friends, the real troublemaker is clear.
Would be Eliza.
We would end up on a plane.
Yeah, we'd be in the Yucatan. Just bebopping around the Yucatan. We'd make bad decisions outside of the U.S.
Popping in the Yucatan. Okay, well, let's pivot now to Bill Murray's face-off with the sexiest man alive.
It's a lot of fun.
Bill gives E.T. all the villainous details about his role in the next Ant-Man, plus why he's all about doing serenades on the streets of New York. Then we're with Jason Bateman's TV Kids, giving us an exclusive tour of the Ozark set.
About to shoot a scene in here.
And Brittany's medical records unsealed, why her dad wants everything public.
This is a very serious matter.
She says to me, I know it's not your fault, and I'm sorry for being so angry at you.
That's Jamie Lynn Spears on the Call Her Daddy podcast, reading a text she says is from Britney and dropping more screenshots of messages she claims prove she's had Brit's back.
My sister, when I told her about me getting all the threats, she said that she never talks about my kids, so what the f*** am I talking about? I don't think she cares. I don't know.
Late yesterday, Jamie Lynn's lawyer sent this letter calling Brit's recent social media posts threatening and claiming they will lead to violence against Jamie Lynn and her family.
This is real. It truly affects me.
As for Britney, a judge ruled she should have control of her money, but the war with her father is still raging. Yesterday, Jamie's lawyer said he was going to file a motion to unseal all the documents relating to the conservatorship, including medical records, to expose the, quote, truth.
Is that really what a father does? He wants to unseal her private records.
It's this simple. This is one of the messiest situations ever. All right, let's change the narrative and check back in with Rachel. You know, it's always good to be Bill Murray, but especially in this moment, Rach.
Oh, yeah, Bill's got a lot going on, Kev. But let's start with the marvelous rumor of an on-screen reunion with his Ghostbusters Afterlife co-star, Paul Rudd.
Say you were going to take on a villainous character opposite the world's sexiest man alive, Mr. Paul Rudd, in a third Ant-Man film.
Cool.
What would your villain look like?
And we'd have to give him a wig. Okay. And we'd have to hopefully apply facial prosthetics, maybe extra teeth.
Okay, Bill's tight-lipped about his role in the next Ant-Man movie due out next year, but he did reflect on a big anniversary he has this year.
45 years since you joined SNL.
Well, I know I've been paying my phone bill for a long time now, so it's probably that. That's what I was celebrating.
Oh, Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
Of course, Bill singing on SNL has been an inspiration to many, including this guy.
This is a Drake song. I miss my ex. This is a Drake song.
Pete Davidson, he's having a moment right now. What do you make of him, Bill?
I enjoyed the that Staten Island thing. Walking in Memphis, the walking in Staten Island. That was good. I enjoyed that.
At 71 years young, Bill's still singing. But this time, he's doing it with a classical ensemble, including world-renowned cellist Jan Vogler. The final performance of their 55-city world tour, featuring poetry and music, is now a feature film. New Worlds, the Cradle of Civilization, in theaters February 2nd.
I heard Bill sing in Jungle Book.
Wherever I wander, wherever I roam.
I thought, wow, he can sing so well. I texted him, said, I think we can do a show and go around the world.
I feel charming, oh so charming.
This movie comes out February 2nd of 2022.
That's nice.
I do believe that's also Groundhog Day.
Well, it's Groundhog Day.
It's on TV all day long. And if you're walking in the streets, like in a place like New York, you will see, someone will see you when, you know, because someone on the street has seen it in the last 6 or 8 hours.
Oh, I love that movie so much. All-time classic. And how about this, guys? After our interview, Bill and Jan hit up Washington Square Park. Bill even sang West Side Story's I Feel Pretty to the crowd.
Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile. Such a pretty me!
That man is a trip. All right, now to a TV treat for fans of Ozark. Jason Bateman's TV fam gave E.T. an exclusive set tour before Ozark's final season premiere.
Hey guys, I'm Skyler.
And I am Sophia.
And we're gonna give you an exclusive
look at the newest season of Ozark for Entertainment Tonight. Here we are on the very large set because the real boat, there is no casino inside the boat. Hit me.
Please gamble responsibly. All right, here is the birdhouse, or at least the portion of it that is, you know, possible to film on a stage. Here's where all my hair was cut off.
Yes, I did. I actually shaved his head.
Yeah.
And he was so little.
Only mildly traumatizing. This is Navarro's Intimidation Cave, where he kept Marty in season 3. It feels remarkably like a giant brick pizza oven.
About to shoot a scene in here.
Love this vehicle.
A little preview of season 4. The kids take on a bigger role in the family business.
Laundering at 14.
Do not be proud of him right now.
The final season will be broken up into 2 parts of 7 episodes each. Part 1 drops tomorrow on Netflix and picks up where they left off, with the birds literally wiping the blood off their hands and faces.
Their response is going to be quick and it's going to be brutal.
Marty is—he's not looking to break laws and be a bad guy, but there's a way to justify it all, mm-hmm. I suppose, in his mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you or I would do it, but Marty's got some issues.
Don't get yourself killed.
I know exactly what I'm doing this weekend: binging some Ozark. All right, now to the real life drama spilling out from inside the Playboy Mansion. Coming up, a sneak peek at the shocking and disturbing new TV docuseries.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow, Hugh Hefner's Playboy Reckoning.
Hef was a predator.
Hefner and his friends ruined women's lives.
Inside the explosive new docuseries zeroing on the dark side of his empire and what his girls next door are accusing him of now.
And he flipped out on me.
This really is a fascinating
thing. I'll be here for this.
Yeah, right?
I'm here for all of this.
Come on. Plus, we're with the stars of Ted Lasso scoring season 3 Secrets.
We got to take it one game at a time.
It was insane. I got chills.
Sam and Rebecca forever.
Let's go. Let's go.
Sam and Rebecca
Let's go.
Forever.
Let's go.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.